Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Something people don't know about you.
I'm a deeply closeted gay guy.
No kidding.
Well, I'm not coming out, though.
Wait a minute. What are you revealing here today?
I'm not revealing anything. I'm saying I'm deeply closeted.
Well, that means you're gay.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Why would I say that? I'm deeply closeted.
No, but that means you're very, very gay, but you don't want to come out. You're so closeted.
That I refuse to say I'm gay.
Right.
Exactly.
But that, doesn't that mean you're gay?
Hey, 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 easy, buddy.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2,
if your metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7 in downtown St. Petersburg. If you're in a five-mile radius of downtown St. Petersburg, it'll be on there. 813-693-2124, HMBRadio.com. Joining me is Anna Hummel.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I know. You're gritting through this. You had a long day. Your tum-tum hurts. I gave you an antacid.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I appreciate you being here and gritting through. So I had a few things to talk to you about right up front because it was a busy week on Twitter for you. I've done many things. I've talked about conspiracy theories. I've talked about the government trying to murder us. I've talked about all. I never got a response to anything more than what I got to about what you said about the gaming community.
Will, it was 4 tweets.
I know. You don't have to say that number out loud. That was by far the most interaction that I've got on a subject on this show. 4 tweets, embarrassingly enough. That was it. And I would like your response because they were not happy with you. Smokey420, some other guys were very upset with how cruel you were.
They seemed to have your back, and it seemed like they were going to boycott your show if I didn't either apologize or recant what I said.
Yeah.
I'm here to do neither.
Neither of those things.
Yeah, kiss my ass, hoes. Yeah, I said what I said, and I meant it because it's true. And sometimes people can't handle the truth. Said a lot of controversial things over the years. Some would say, some have called me a racist. Mm-hmm. Some have called me misogynistic. Some have
a traitor to your gender. I've heard before.
That a Jew hating. I'm like, what's that? Anti-Semitic. I'm like, words escape me now. I'm none of those things. But it seemed that those people had no problem when I would go after literally anybody else. But when I went after the gaming community, apparently that was a hot button issue for them. And my message to them is, get an effing life, you losers. I said what I said. And I mean it. I truly do. And you clapping back that I went after you and your gaming community, you're proving my point. You're proving my point that A, you can't take a joke, and B, you have no social skills, which were both of the things that I said. So they came back and they're like, you have no, I'm like, no, that's just not true. Okay. You have no social skills. The fact that you feel like that is your tribe, that the gaming community is your tribe, is sad. It's sad. And guess what? I feel sorry for you.
Damn.
I really hope, it's not that I wish you any ill. I hope you have a very fulfilling life. It isn't, obviously, because you had to turn to gaming. But hey, listen, you're not a bad person. It's just you're bad at doing life. And that's not my problem, and it's yours. So anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and we can carry on with the conversation.
Well, I hope that's an appropriate response, and I hope that the people who are mad at you can accept that and move on and still enjoy the program, even though you have a negative stance on something that means a lot to them.
Yes.
I think they can. They're mature enough to do so. You're squinting right now, but I think they'll still tune in. They like me, at least. And as we've learned in this business over a short period of time we've been in it, that people will listen if they like you, and they'll also listen if they hate you.
Perfect.
So if we are that yin and yang where they like me and hate you, that's the perfect combo,
I'm
I think.
I'm always the bad cop, and I'm fine being the bad cop.
You play it well.
Thank you.
You play it well.
I appreciate it.
So, okay, so we addressed that up front. And if you'd like to leave a message, you can do so at 813-693-2124. You can harass Anna on Twitter and send her mean messages. She likes that a lot. Anna Hummel Radio. And you can follow me at home_made_man. Now, we also talked about there was the woman who reached out to everybody, you, me, Johnny, and probably countless other folks that are involved in the radio community here in the Tampa Bay area. And she tried to replace me on the Johnny B show. She wanted to be co-host of this show. And you said you were going to reach out to her and we were going to schedule some sort of interview, which also got a little bit of backlash because it was going to be a thing where we were going to make fun of her, which I wasn't planning on doing. I just wanted to get
I wanted
to get inside of her head and figure out where she was coming from. With her worldview.
You have to understand the world that I live in now. I've become incredibly desensitized to things. And by things, I mean other people's feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what it's like working with Bubble Love Sponge?
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine,
so, content is king. And if you're making a splash, if you're pissing somebody off, if you're making somebody laugh, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes those two things go hand in hand. Sometimes you have to laugh at the expense of somebody. I've been the butt of a lot of jokes. I've gotten through it. And here's the thing, like, I don't go after anybody that's not asking to be gone after. You know, if you are harassing me and you're harassing the people around me, well, maybe I'm going to give you some of that attention that you wanted so badly. It may not be in the way that you wanted, but I'm going to give it to you. So I was going back and forth on that. I've been dealing a lot with, like, you know, we talked about my mom and I may never see her again. So that's kind of been on my mind. I've been kind of dealing with that. But I think I might reach out to her. Just put some feelers out. I promise you, if I messaged her right now, we would have an answer in the next 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'll do the show first.
Okay. Yeah. So no update on that. Yeah. I'm still interested in doing that. I'm just fascinated by her. And her. I wouldn't make fun of her. I don't feel. And I would not cheer you on to do so, but also it would be good content.
I'm not going to cut a promo on her or anything. Sometimes people just incriminate themselves. You just ask questions.
That's what I was planning on doing.
You just ask questions, and the answers are very revealing. You don't need to make fun of them. They will essentially just make fun of themselves.
That's what I was expecting, yeah. I did get a text message this week from Travis, and I'm going to read that. And you can send those. You can leave voicemails, 813-693-2124. 2124. And he says, I appreciate you all open the line. He said, what a weekend with 9/11. This was last week. So many moronic, idiotic, spineless. Oh, there's some language in here I'm not allowed to say. Sea-sucking mother effers trying to use the tragedy to their social advantage. What the F? And then he threatens to perform a terrorist attack on these people in airplanes. You know, if you know what I mean. And he says they don't have the... Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't... Okay. Anyway, he says Anna is the S. So there you go.
Is S or is the
is
S?
Is the S.
Okay. Important distinction.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Uh-huh. He says, don't mean not to not acknowledge her on your show. I do sincerely appreciate what you both are doing. You're going to make it as far as you want to go. Blah, blah, blah. Good show. P.S. The review showed up again. Nice work, Anna. I love the cast. Thank you, Travis. And he also asked about some language that I used when I referred to the... I called it a regime that we're under, not an administration. He was curious as to what I meant by that. I feel like this is going to make me sound like I'm a conspiracy theorist about the election, but I don't want to be under this administration. So that's why I kind of refer to it as a regime, because I think administration kind of gives it validity.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I use, I think it's a more impactful
the regime sounds negative more authoritarian.
Word. It does. And that,
it is.
That's, yeah, that's what I meant by that. And that's why I use that word instead of administration, which is much nicer, more in the democratic type of language that we're used to, because democracy is our highest value here in this country, has been shown again and again and again. I'm being ironic when I say that. But yeah, so that's why I use regime instead of administration. Other thing, I am fully upgraded. I guess we should talk about this, right?
Yeah.
It's a big topic of conversation. I got forced, strong-armed. I negotiated with terrorists, and I'm now vaccinated, fully vaccinated against COVID-19, though I've had it and I've had the antibodies, that wasn't good enough. I got a text message from a friend of mine. Bachelor party's coming up in the end of the month, end of October, Halloween weekend, which I'm invited to. A bunch of his friends are going. And he said, listen, I need to know what you're planning to do about this vaccination thing, because I have to do some planning otherwise.
Yeah.
So I asked him what that meant. How would it be different if I was or wasn't? And I was already trying to figure out how to navigate it, because the city of New Orleans is doing this proof of vaccination to get in anywhere. You have to show your card, your whatever, or a negative test. So I was trying to figure out how to do that, how to get the testing done and everything. And it was going to be a pain in the butt, but I was going to do it, you know, for my friend. So he says, well, one of the people, and he was smart not to say who, and because I want to punch this person in the head. He said, one of the people that are going are not comfortable with you not being vaccinated, so much so that they will not participate in the trip if you are not vaccinated.
Whoever that is a huge puss pants.
Very much so.
Huge puss pants.
And I said, I suppose there's no approaching this with them rationally, where I could show proof of antibodies and get a test. And he said, no. So now I'm in a predicament, because either my actions now are going to allow this person to blame it on me and not attend his friend's bachelor party, which means a lot to him, or I'm going to have to not go, which is going to deprive my friend of my presence, which is going to be a good time.
Yeah.
They're going to want me there.
Yeah.
I'm fun.
Yeah.
So I had to figure out what to do. I was very mad. Not happy about it. And I ended up sacrificing myself. I negotiated with the terrorist. I booked my appointment that same day because I didn't want to give myself any sort of
time to think about it.
Because it is against my will. I didn't want it. I didn't feel like it was necessary for me. It's not that I'm necessarily, you know, an anti-vaxxer with this COVID. We've covered it many times. But I felt like I had it. I had antibodies. I didn't need this shot. So I made the appointment. I went, I got it. I got the one that's fake and doesn't work. The Johnson and Johnson one and done. Yeah. The one that kills women. That's my favorite one. And So this is my second day with it, and I felt a little crappy. And the guy warned me, the pharmacist warned me, that people who have had COVID-19,
right, people that don't need it, you may have an adverse
reaction. More of an adverse reaction to the the shot. So
because this is a fake world we live in. So.
Yeah. So
let's punish the people who didn't need it from the get.
Yeah. So I was a little sick, but it really wasn't bad. It's fine. Part of me is I'm still mad, and I told my friend, don't tell me which one of your friends made that demand, because if alcohol is involved on Bachelor, which of course there will be,
yes,
I'm so angry about it that I might hit him in the head with my fist. Mm. So let's just forget about it. Don't mention it. Part of me feels like I sold out and potentially put myself at risk down the line to
get a third. Pick your favorite arm.
Yeah, pick your favorite conspiracy theory. But you know, part of me is relieved. Part of me feels like, did you see The Matrix?
Yes.
You know the scene with where the guy's eating the steak, and he goes, I know this is fake, but yes, it's so good. And I feel like that guy a little bit, because now I can show my papers, I can go anywhere, I have my freedom again, but also I totally sold out to my principles, and that doesn't make me feel good.
I'm literally absorbing everything you're saying, because much like you were in the predicament with your friend's bachelor party, I'm in the predicament where I may never see my mother again.
Yeah.
And I'm weighing my options, and it just seems like to dance around it is such a huge pain in the ass that I just want to get it done. And I literally said words out of my mouth 2 to 3 weeks ago, I will never get that vaccine. Ever. I will never get that effing vaccine, I said. And now here I am considering. And I would get the J&J because it's one and done. And much like you, it's ineffective. And, you know, just kind of like an F you to the man. But I really don't know what to do, because, like, I would have to get tests and PCR and wait 3 days and get an antibody test and check my titer levels. Or I could just get one shot.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah. And you're done. Now, you do run more of a risk with you being female, allegedly, with the blood clotting. But I think that...
It's like 6 women, dude.
Yeah. And I think it had to do with them being on their on birth control or something, I think, didn't it?
I don't know.
I don't want to spread disinformation.
I honestly don't care. And here's the thing, though. Like, these thoughts went through my mind. I said, Anna, you've done... like coke before from strangers. You've literally stuck your hand in a bag and grabbed a drug from a person and you didn't even know their name, but you don't want to get a vaccine. So that kind of went through my mind. And then this morning I woke up with a retort to my shower conversation with myself last night. And I said, you know, I really shouldn't be taking drugs from strangers. That was bad. Mm. But taking a vaccine that I also think is bad doesn't make the first thing any better, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, now it's just two things I shouldn't have done, if that makes sense.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah. It doesn't... You're trying to rationalize this decision.
Like, you take drugs from strangers, or you have in the past, and so why not take a vaccine? It's like, well, I probably shouldn't have done that, and I probably shouldn't do this. So we're not correcting anything we did in the past. We're just justifying what we might do in the future. So that was kind of what went through my mind. I did call my mom again, because it's really eating me up, the fact that she's, you know, she had open heart surgery in October of last year. She had COVID. She had a bad time with it because her doctor is a fake doctor. And he basically gave her anti-nausea medication because she was getting sick, but he didn't treat the COVID. Uh-huh. So she suffered through this because he was too much of a little bitch.
Is this a medical doctor?
Cardiologist.
Okay, all right.
A primary care physician. Neither one of them gave her any sort of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, things that actually would have treated the virus. They gave her anti-nausea, like stuff you take when you're on a boat. And I just went, what? This is a medical professional? And my mother is, she's research lazy, you know? And she goes, I just trust the doctors. And I'm just like, Mom, I'm like, we can't trust them anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're saying different stuff. So we have to do the due diligence. And my mom basically told me, who cares, nerd? That's what she basically said to me. She goes, this is what she said. She goes, I love the fact that you want to research this all day long, which was already kind of insulting because as if I don't have something, other things to do, better yeah. things to do. I don't, but you know, that's beside the point. She goes, but I'm very busy with my day. And I, at this point, I just don't have the interest. So whatever the doctor says goes. So that was, but she said, I love it. But she goes, I love that about you, that you want to research stuff all day long. But she goes, I don't have the time for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, you do, Mom. Yes, you do.
Well, and that's that sentiment is we try to keep our lives as simple as possible. Our senses as human beings help keep us limited so we don't go insane with all the information. There's so much coming at us that if it all came in, our heads would explode. So whatever we're programmed, I think, you know, biologically to keep our lives as simple as possible. And that means offloading tasks to other systems in our body, or in this case, you know, you're trusting this medical professional to just, you do the research, you figure this out, you tell me what I should do, which is, I mean, I guess it's a logical fallacy, technically, that appeal to authority fallacy, but it also makes sense to ask, just trust somebody with that info and just let them run with it.
I don't know, man. That's really slippery slope because that's assuming that that person doesn't have biases, doesn't have political agendas.
They definitely have biases.
And that they have your best interest at heart, which maybe they do, but it's clouded by the way that they see things the way that they are. And, you know, I mean, if you just look up ivermectin now, which I did, just type it in, see what the first things that pop up. You'll see probably the first 10 things you'll see are that they're ineffective. And yeah. you have to dig for anything that suggests the otherwise.
Right.
So I understand why people are like, listen, there's so much information, misinformation, disinformation, uninformation, ininformation. There's so much different stuff that people just go, you know what? I don't have the time nor the patience nor the interest to try to parse through things and see what's real and what's fake. Which I get and I understand, but also I don't have faith in anybody anymore. So even when the doctors that I do trust say something, I double check.
Yeah.
I double check. And people, and my mom just kept saying, I'm not a medical person. I'm not a medical personnel. I didn't go to med school. And I go, yeah, but you're a person with a brain that works. Don't you want to try to use it? Apparently the answer was no. And that's fine. That's fine. My mom just, you know, she, like you said, people are simple. She just wants to go for nice walks on the beach, have a nice dinner, and, you know, watch some TV and go to bed. Like, that's what my mom wants to do.
Yeah, that's what
and
most
that's probably
people
a happier, more fulfilling life than what I lead right now. But, you know.
Well, to a certain extent, yeah, because now you're burdened with this knowledge that you don't know what to do with. No. And people are telling you that you're crazy, too, if you're not fitting into that particular
mold
framing
yeah.
that is being used right now. I mean, I've looked up, and I follow Twitter accounts, which people are rolling their eyes right now, but it's data that's out there, and it says that ivermectin might work for this thing. 76% efficacy is some of these studies are saying. It's one study. It's not, you know, it might not be peer-reviewed, but how the media has reacted to, you know, not to go over the same things again, but that was just insane how the media reacted to ivermectin. And you know, now they got these, now they're trying to take away the monoclonal antibodies from the states.
Of course.
Because it's effective, the administration, or the regime, I should say, in Washington, D.C., is now trying to equitably distribute these antibodies. So nobody wanted it at first, and Florida and Texas were using it to great success, and being really battered in the press about it, too, that they were not pushing the vaccines, they're pushing this treatment instead, which, who cares? I mean, it seems like that this vaccine might not be as effective as what was given to us initially, that it would be the solution to these yeah. problems. Anthony Fauci said the only way out of this would be a vaccine. We have three that we're using right now. One is FDA approved. People are still getting sick. There's more cases than ever. People are still in the hospital. 60% of Britons in the UK are vaccinated and they're in the hospital. So something's going on here. Also, a lot of the people that are getting treated with this monoclonal antibody treatment are vaccinated. So they did what they were supposed to do. They're still getting sick. They're still, but the treatment's working. That's good, right? Mm-hmm. But instead, the press just chooses to blast, you know, the people in Tallahassee.
May I quote the great philosopher Timothy J. Dillon?
Sure, please.
Probably, I would argue, our favorite comedian as of right now, because he's the only person to me, one of the very few that's actually making sense of anything that's going on right now. And he said something to me, and it was one of those things where I had to listen to it like a few times, because it was like, he's a comedian, but he says things that are so incredibly profound and deep that I'm like, I need to listen to that again.
Mm-hmm.
And on a recent podcast, he was saying that the chaos is the point. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, that really resonated with me, because he goes, the chaos is, because you're trying to make sense of it, but that's not the point. The point is to create chaos to the point where you give up trying to figure out what's real and what's real, and you just give in to the regime.
Yeah.
He just kept saying that you're feeling like you're going crazy. He goes, that's the point.
You are going, yeah.
That is the point. That's not just a byproduct of what's happening. That is literally the point. That's exactly what happened and that got us into Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. People didn't know what to do, and da-da-da-da, and people want to get back at it, and they're trying to, you know, conflate Afghanistan with Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, and it's, like, kind of making sense because they're Muslim and they're in the Middle East, but, like, there's not a direct link, and it's kind of confusing, but they were Saudi nationals, but we're going to Afghanistan and Iraq, and, like, why are we doing it? You're just confused to the point where you just are like, you know what? Like, F it. Like, just take out the whole, like, region. Like, the chaos is the point. And he kept reiterating that. And it's right at the end of the Lori Lightfoot podcast, if you're interested.
Mm.
But when he
great.
Said that...
That was a great episode, by the
fantastic
way.
Fantastic episode. But the first part was, like, really, really funny and creative. Mm-hmm. But the second part was really deeply profound. And I found myself, like, putting it on repeat. Like, the chaos is the point. So when you feel like you're going crazy, it's exactly what is the intention is for you to feel like you go exactly what my mom said. I don't know what's real. I just got it.
Yeah.
That was the point. And I was just like, oh my God, it's like so freaking spot on. And what I wanted to ask you, because we're in a similar predicament where, oddly enough, we're getting more pressured by our friends and family than we are by the state, which is crazy. But how do you feel? And I'm not talking about like your symptoms. I don't care about your health. I'm talking about your mentally. Like, do you feel? I know you felt like you sold out and gave in. And you're a man of principle.
I guess, apparently not. But
I'm a baby. You know, non-gender. I'm a baby of principle. I really don't want to get it. I like the fact that I'm a person of principle, and when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And when I say I'm not going to do something, I don't do it. Mm-hmm. I like to think I have integrity.
Yeah.
I like to think that I can't easily be deviated from the things, my core values. You know, that's why I'm not a whore. You know, because like, it's not like I'm like, no, I know a lot of girls, and I don't sleep with guys on the first night. And then maybe you take them to your friend's house that has a pool and they bang one of their friends. That sometimes happens.
It happens all the time. Yeah.
And they go, well, I'm not that, I don't usually do that. It's like, you just not disclose, but unveiled the fact that you are not a person of principle.
Yeah.
Because you said, I'm this way. But just with a tiny bit of temptation, you were easily driven off the rails to do, whatever. So now, how can I trust you if you can't even trust yourself? So that's the sort of things that have been going on in my mind, and I'm also a little bloated, so I'm kind of in a mood right now. But go on.
Well, you know, I didn't want to do it either.
I know.
I didn't feel like I needed it, and more and more evidence is coming out that I've had it before. I'm good, and I might get it again, but I'm not going to have severe symptoms. I have this natural immunity to it.
I want you to know that I'm not trying to shame you. I feel like I'm almost following in your footsteps.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm two paces behind you, or in order for me to go to this goddamn wedding and see the person that birthed me through her freaking vagina, I have to get a vaccine that I really don't want to get on it for a number of reasons, mostly principle, but also health.
But yeah. And I didn't feel like I needed it, but I just said, this is just causing, and that's part of the programming too, is to get your friends and family. get him to do it because this is all psychology.
This is like the brown shirts, man.
They know that they're not effective. But having your friends and family, this is like Edward Bernays type. You know what Edward Bernays is? He was
Isn't
the
that like a sauce.
I don't think so. Edward Bernays was a psychologist, propagandist.
I was
for
thinking
a company,
about a Hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise, yeah, that's right. I was trying to think there is a sauce like that, but yeah, you're right. But Bernays is different as a human being.
Oh.
And he kind of invented propaganda in the United States. He got, would lobby these companies and work for them, and he like got women to smoke, for example, doubling the sales of tobacco executives. I have his book in there if you want to read it. It's an easy read, and it talks about how to manipulate and get the masses to do what you want them to do using propaganda. So they're doing a good job at this whole thing. We bring it up all the time. CNN, literally, they give the game away. They tip their hat constantly, show their cards, that what motivates people is fear. So they know what they're doing. I don't understand why it's such a... It makes me think... I told you my conspiracy with the vaccine last week, not to get back into it again, but I think it's about climate change and that humans are causing a climate change, and perhaps maybe these vaccines have... something to do with reproduction. That's just throwing that around. I don't know, just talking, not saying that that's true. Mm-hmm. But I know that that's a big thing for them is climate change, and now they're talking about doing climate lockdowns because it, you know, helped spur
the dolphins.
Swimming. The use of fossil fuel. So that was a good thing. So expect climate lockdowns soon with this Build Back Better stuff. Build Back Better is a World Economic Forum term. And all these Western countries are using this term, not only Joe Biden, but Australia, Britain, they all have the Build Back Better stuff. So I don't know. But I did it because, first of all, I got the one that's fake and doesn't work. Oh, using the old vaccine technology. I'm a little hesitant of the mRNA stuff. I know that's completely fine and no big deal, and they've been using it for decades.
It's been around for 20 years. Whoa.
Yeah. So I just did it, and... It's one shot, and I'm done, and now I'm fully vaccinated according to the CDC. Well, whether that changes, we'll have to see. But I'm disappointed in myself for doing it. However, like I said, I'm relieved. I just let go, and now I'm in the Matrix now.
This crossed my mind. I have no problem with lying to people.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a problem with lying to my mother, especially when she's worried about her life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was in your situation, Will, I would have gotten fake papers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that with my mom. She's really worried about her heart and her health.
Yeah.
So I would have to get it just to, you know, for my own peace of mind. But did that ever occur to you?
Yeah.
To maybe lie.
It did, but honestly, I'm afraid of...
You might go to prison if you're caught.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're going to really crack down on it. They have no problem throwing people in prison for minuscule things, as we've known the war on drugs, for example. Yeah. I mean, they'll send you away for many years. I have a fear of the state. So that went through my mind. Also, I'm being pressured from work, too. I have to upload my paperwork in order to continue working.
100-plus employees
exactly.
Shindig.
Exactly. So I had to upload my paperwork. If I were going to do that with, you know, I feel like that would... potentially get flagged if I did it, but I could just do it. I could submit to the weekly testing instead. There were alternatives, but
at least they gave you some options.
It was just I had the work mandate. I had, you know, my friend's bachelor party. It's just, and this was the plan to make it difficult on people who are not
wildly
taking this
convenient
shot. So I just did it. I got the one that's fake and doesn't work, and yeah, I mean, it's going to be something that haunts me forever because I think it was unnecessary and I put myself potentially at risk to complications down the line from a not FDA approved injection.
But
that
I think
I
more so than anything, and I'm speaking for you because I feel like I know you well, but it's, you felt like you compromised your principles.
I did. I 100%
did. And that makes you sad. And I feel like that's going to be me. And let me tell you, I mean, I can't listen to you guys every night because I have to go to bed early because I wake up at 5 a.m. every day. But I talk a lot of smack on the air, and I talked a lot of smack about Fauci, and I talked a lot of smack about the administration or regime, as you call it, and I talked a lot of smack about the vaccine. And for me to just then suddenly turn around and get it is it's a difficult pill to swallow. And it's not like I'm doing it willingly or I've changed my mind. It's much like you. I'm kind of forced, and I have to tap out and just do it because otherwise my mother won't see me. And it's like, what am I going to do? Wait 3 years and then get the vaccine, and now I've wasted 3 years of my life and her life that we could have been seeing each other.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
I think that eventually the natural immunity stuff is going to be so strong and so prevalent that they're not going to be able to really deny it anymore. But, you know, and I think they're hoping to scare people in the meantime to, all right, we can wait, you know, a certain period of time. But eventually, it's just out. It's out there. It's out in the forefront. Anthony Fauci says that, I don't have a firm answer on the natural immunity thing.
I know. When
what do you mean?
Gupta asked it. I know.
What do you mean you don't have a firm answer?
Means he doesn't know, Will.
I mean,
you think you would have rehearsed that answer before he went on CNN, but
you would
not.
Think if it, and I wonder sometimes the competence of these supposedly competent people. If you are lying, I mean, there's been a lot of, if you don't want to call them lies, what would be a better, like a mistake, slipped up and said something wrong. There's been a lot of mistakes by Anthony Fauci during this whole thing. We learned about the gain of function research that was going on that he said was a lie. And it turns out, oh, looks like now, and I wanted to bring this up too. I don't want to get too off track, but we talked to, when this whole thing went down initially, beginning, the lockdown started, you and I were doing Sunday mornings on the Bone.
Yes.
And you reached out to a professor of epidemiology at our local university. He came in, he talked to us.
A few times.
And one of the things he said is like, I don't know when this vaccine is going to be around because it's not one of the, it takes a decade. It could be a decade before we have something. One of the other things he said off, you know, just off the record,
off mic,
was he told us that a colleague of his thought that this spike protein in it looked manipulated and it was almost identical to HIV. So hinting that I think this was manufactured, but I can't say that.
I remember asking him that and he's like, you know, it's pretty possible it could come from nature. Stuff like this does happen, but I'm not sure. Like, he kind of left the door open. I kind of remember him saying something about the HIV spike protein, but I didn't really remember what it was.
So now we're finding out that that appears to be the case. I'm trying to find
the tweet you sent.
There, I guess it was an Indian study over in India that New Delhi published a preprint paper in which they argued that the four insertions of the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein point to HIV as the likely source. So he knew about this right from the get-go. And it turns out he was right.
It's obvious to people who were in the field, who were experts in virology and epidemiology, that this was manipulated from the get. And it's funny because I met up with an old friend who is liberal but very logical, which is nice. So we can disagree and love each other and have a constructive conversation. But he said the one thing that was painted as a conspiracy that totally ended up being true was the lab leak theory.
Yeah.
Remember at the beginning of that, Mike Pompeo was blasted. What, and Tom Cotton.
Yeah.
Why are you spreading conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden about, 9, 10, 11 months later, it came out that these leaked emails from Fauci saying it seemed to be it was engineered, gain-of-function research. Then we started learning what the hell gain-of-function research was, and turned out, oh, snaps! Pretty much 99-95% all the epidemiologists, all the virologists are coming out, oh yeah, it's pretty much that's engineered, buddy.
And not to toot my own horn, but I will because it's fun. I was right about that in April 2020. I was talking about that it just seemed more reasonable that would be the case, that it was some sort of, with the lab right there. I mean, it just, come on. But it became that people were saying it that were persona non grata, like Tom Cotton and Pompeo Donald Trump, for example.
I don't know.
People were the people like hinting that maybe this could be a thing. So they automatically take the opposite side. And so you're nuts, you're crazy. And then they end up looking like fools. But unfortunately, they control the narrative because they're they are the narrative, so they get to memory hole us and delete stories, and you know, people just forget anyways. Yeah. It's just people can't remember
now,
all this stuff.
I would like to say that I was completely in your camp. I definitely didn't close it off as a possibility, but I also know, Will, and I hope this doesn't come across as racist, mm-hmm. Chinese people eat some weird ass. Yeah, okay, yeah. And I was just like, I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Sure, sure.
I saw that bitch eat a soup with a friggin' whole bat in it. Sure something happened with that bat, you know, and I know the bats are disgusting and there's guano everywhere. This seems, listen, I'm not a doctor, virologist, but I do think that, you know, maybe there shouldn't be wet markets. And there was like videos of wet markets, and it's just like, you know, just a chicken defecating on a lizard, defecating on a pig, mm-hmm. defecating on a pangolin. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what a pangolin, what the F that even was. But anywho, yeah, it now came out that it's and even like no one is denying it anymore, that no one's saying wet market, and you're not hearing that anymore. It's like, yeah, this came from a freaking lab.
Yeah, I think it's all but, you know, officially confirmed.
But you know what people say, though, that's really disturbing, is they go, and I talked to my friend who's pretty liberal, but also like believes in genders. So like, you know, he's kind of has a brain that works. He said, I understand why they did it. It was to protect us. Like, he's almost okay. And it seems like this is the argument that they use. I'm okay with people lying to me, or more so lying to other people, because they're trying to protect them. Hey, I lied to you because I'm trying to protect you. I didn't want to freak you out and let you know that all of your U.S., not all of it, but your U.S. tax dollars were going to fund this research, which caused a global pandemic. I don't want to scare you. You know, and it's funny that he thought it was about protecting the people still. And I'm like, so you don't think it was to cover their ass?
Yeah.
You think it was to protect the public? I'm like, that is the last thing that they have on their mind.
You know, and I thought initially that if you use that logic, that maybe it could be something where they're trying to protect us from war. With China, because that would be, if they effed up and let this thing out, if they figured out that China had everything to do with this, they did it on purpose, we have to go to war, right? I mean, that's biological warfare. It's a terrorist attack. So maybe that, but now I kind of believe that it went back to people in the U.S. were involved in this too. As we've seen from Anthony Fauci's emails, that he kind of spurned this whole thing and kind of made it.
Like, stop Asian hate.
Yes, yeah.
Be nice. Yeah. Just because they created it and ate a pangolin and a bat soup, you know, don't go after Asian. Stop Asian. That was chef's kiss, exactly what they wanted, because that was a distraction. Now we're looking at racism, mm-hmm. and hate.
And everything but.
And everything. And it was everything U.S., but. Chinese, probably the freaking Russians were involved too. All in this together, studying this gain-of-function research. But we need the research so we can combat. Yeah, but here's the thing. If what you're working on, if that leads to a larger problem, if that makes sense, then the solution that you're looking for, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it, or maybe you shouldn't be doing it like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, there may be pandemics that happen in the future. We need vaccines to protect us against that. Yeah, but this caused a pandemic, though. Right. So, guys, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought, and maybe they would relish the opportunity to go to war with China, which I think we need anyways, because our society is just garbage, and we need to be shown what life really is and things that we should be upset about, and not what we're upset about in pop culture now with all this racism talk and gender stuff and gay stuff, and it's just everything's just a mess, and there's real problems out there, but we're too preoccupied with stupid crap. I obviously don't want a war. I mean, that would be a war with China now would be perhaps end of the world type of war, where nukes would be involved, and it would be a bad idea, not a good thing. But
and it's hard to fight against other countries that don't value human life the way we do.
Yeah, sure, okay? Sure,
that's
sure.
Very hard, because when you're fighting against suicide bombers, not saying that they are that, but when you're fighting with people that don't value human life, they're going to win, because they're not like, well, just try to drop the bomb and get away. They will crash themselves into the plane, and they'll make somebody else do it. China is a collectivist society. We're in an individualist society moving in that direction. I'm not stoked about it, but just keep your eyes and ears open. People,
yeah, so I don't know, but Anna, thanks for joining me. 813-693-2124, and you can get a hold of us there, home_made_man and Anna Hummel Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE. You can hear Anna on the Bubble of Love Sponge show every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. station?
It's 6:20 a.m. I would listen on Twitch at the Bubba Army.
Okay,
and that's the best way to listen and participate.
Okay, and you can find me on the Johnny B Show 9 to midnight on theboneonline.com or 102.5 here locally on your radio dial. Have a great week, everybody. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thank you very much. Please share it. Tell a friend about it. Buy some gear. Go over to hmbradio.com. Buy some merchandise. You can donate if you want. And we'd appreciate that. Give it a 5-star rating on the podcast. Oh, you know the deal. All right. Will Koontz, Anna Hummel, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.